Thank you, Mr. President, Your Excellency. Well-being of the country population is the cornerstone of the economic and social development policy in Azerbaijan. Through implementation of the three targeted state poverty reduction, three regional and number of sectoral development programs and strategies, extreme poverty have been eliminated. Absolute poverty was reduced from the near half of the population to 5.4%. Over the last 15 years, GDP grew by 3.2 times, income of population by 9.8 times. Unemployment was reduced to 5%. Series of reforms over a reported period taken to improve the business environment, to fight against corruption and bureaucracy, namely the suspension on inspections, the public services improvements, the simplification of licensing and customs procedures, the modernization of tax system, and introduction of investment and export promotion mechanism led to increase of 20% in non-oil export last year. Boosting up non-resource tradable sector of Azerbaijan, 5 industrial parks have already been established, 4 industrial zones were formed in the regions, and it is planned to establish this zone in all regions for local development and workplaces. On the other hand, to support small and medium-sized businesses, the SME Development Agency was established last year. Credit guarantee and credit subsidies for acceleration of access to the finance, as it was noted here by the Sweden, was put in place, and we started to implement this mechanism. And we hope for acceleration in SME development and better jobs in the country. During reporting period, we have done a number of measures in the field of tourism, as this sector in short time could provide for better jobs, particularly for the youth. Investing in tourism infrastructure, easing visa regime, supporting entrepreneurs with soft loans, creating tourism portal and supporting visa marketing led to a 20% increase in tourist visits to country. As the implementation of regional development programs, more attention is given to the infrastructure in the regions and the rural areas. 8,000 kilometers of roads, about 300 bridges and tunnels, 52 kilometers of gas pipelines for households, more than 2,800 schools, 300 kindergartens, 451 hospitals and health facilities, 4 hotels were constructed, reconstructed, and renovated in the regions and rural areas. As a priority, access to the clean water was improved significantly. 487 rural areas with more than 700,000 population gained access to clean water. Number of population with access to constant water supply increased by 2.5 times. Through multi-billion projects implementing in 55 regions, water supply of 3 million population is improving. For further development in the remote areas, rural development program has been prepared and presented for consideration. Women empowerment is among the priorities of this program. Your Excellencies, notwithstanding occupation of 20% of our territories by Armenia, as you also noted, we have done a lot during the reported period for economic and social development of the country. And I believe that with strategic vision in place and continuous efforts, we have good chance to be able to report more achievements on your valuable recommendations during next UPR. Thank you for your attention.
Спасибо.